We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the PACKADAY podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans, and welcome back to another edition of the Daily Draft, brought to you by the good folks at Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes from beautiful Lambeau Field. I am your host and the publisher of Packer Report, Ross Uglum. Very excited today to talk about one of what I would say is the more likely Green Bay Packer targets with pick number 25 in the first round, and that would be University of Washington offensive lineman Troy Fautanu. Troy Fautanu was a player that was always pretty high on my board and definitely somebody on my radar, but absolutely tore up the combine, tested well, and honestly, we've talked about this a little bit before, just looked good and looked like a tight end, and that's valuable to me on the offensive line. Like, there are sloppy-looking offensive linemen, and frankly, there are sloppy-looking offensive linemen that work out in the NFL. The guys, you know, running that 40 stuff, bouncing all over the place. That there are guys that has worked. Orlando Brown. I mean, I don't mean to, you know, necessarily put guys on blast, but like, it, look, it's worked out before, right? With that said, though, I think the higher hit rate, or certainly Packers' higher hit rate, is the guys whose, you know, stuffs are kind of together. They don't have the spare tire over the waistline, right? They look like big tight ends. And I thought Fautanu, for a guy that carries 317 pounds, or something in that range, I got to look again, but I think, man, he looked good and moved well in the drills. And I just thought, as I thought when I watched him on film, this is a high level athlete. This is a top level athlete. And that's one of the things that jumps out to me. I think he's versatile. Most of his snaps were at left tackle. That's where most teams will put their best offensive lineman. Even with the spread system, the best guy plays on the left side, and Fautanu played left tackle. And I think the versatility is more of a projection, but I think it's likely. Why do I say that? He's short. That sounds like a bad thing, but he's short. So he's got good enough leverage and power. You can see him move, guys. He's got good enough leverage and power to play guard. He's got long enough arms, because they are long at 34 and a half inches. He's got long enough arms to survive out there at tackle. Experience. He's got 2 years of full-time starting on a very, very, very good college football team. 2,000 plus college reps. Most of them, again, as I said, at the premier position of left tackle. And of course, I mean, you know, I talk about him on my radar. You had to have him on your radar. If you're into the 2024 NFL draft, or you were at any point, you had to watch the Washington Huskies play offense. There's a reason they were in the college football playoff. Rosengarten is a draft pick, the other tackle. Fautanu is probably a first rounder. Odunze is a top 10 pick, flat out. Penix is going to be right there in the top 50 somewhere, the quarterback. All three receivers, Polk, McMillan, and again, I already said Odunze, are going to be top 150 picks. I am convinced of it. Culp, I think, even is, and I think one of the interior linemen is even on the radar. Like, they were just loaded with NFL talent on that offense. But Fatanu, man, he's probably not the best of the bunch just because I think that much of Odunze, but he's a really, really good football player and is exciting to watch. High-level pass protection guy, two sacks allowed over the course of his two full seasons as a starter, and only five other quarterback knockdowns, so he kept Penix upright. And by the way, Penix was not really a automatic just get the ball out of my hands and to my elite weapons guy. He bought time, he moved around, he waited, he made plays with his feet, made plays with his arms, but you know, it wasn't like blocking for Tom Brady back there. It wasn't three steps, hitch, go, five steps, hitch, go. That's not Michael Penix Jr. I'm not saying that as a criticism of him necessarily either. I am just saying that that is not, like, Fatanu was not asked to block for 2.5 seconds and then go. He was asked to block, and he did. He did it well. Very athletic player, despite his lack of length. So, you know, the RAS is height, weight adjusted. And granted, we don't have agilities, which are important. I'm excited to see what happens on Washington's pro day. But also Fatanu, I thought in the drills, I just saw like, oh, he's going to be good. I bet he'll have 80th plus percentile agilities and maybe even boost this total relative athletic score above 9.45, which is where it's at. But what I'm saying, you know, what's so impressive? Well, to run a 93rd percentile 40 with a 94th percentile vert and a 95th percentile broad, that's really impressive. And to do it with a less than a 10th percentile height, dragging down your score, that's what this guy is an athlete. Would it be better if it was 6'6"? Yeah, it would. But what I'm saying is this 94th percentile tackle is getting his total score drugged down by the fact that he's 6'3¾". Devastating as a run blocker, especially on the move. Incredibly violent with his hands, both in the pass pro phase and the run blocking phase. Displaces guy, excellent hand placement, but the violence of his hands is what gets me. Looks for work. Okay, we talk about guys that look for work. Fatanu looks for work. Quick as a cat. He is just quicker than snot, man. He is that first step, his ability. He has Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay zone. And I know McVay's put in more gap stuff and is actually like drafting these enormous offensive linemen as sort of like the next phase of what he's doing. But if you're going to run wide zone and split zone and you're Matt LaFleur and you have your style of this offense, boy, Fatanu could be something special in the run game. And he's good enough in the pass pro game, but he could be something special for what Green Bay likes to do in the run. Creating angles and then having the strength to move guys from those angles. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and dunk on John Ryan Jr. You would notice such a difference, I guess, is all I'm trying to say. If Fatanu was the right guard instead of JRJ, running both front side and backside zone stuff, you know, him as the cutoff man running left or as kind of more of a point of attack guy running right, it just would be very different than what the Packers have had at right guard. And I don't mean that to be a jerk. It would be very different. Cons plays almost too fast at times. He's a little bit reckless. He can get out of position. And then the obvious one was just like, if he's too short to play anything but guard, what does that do to his value? There might be teams that just say, hey guys, 6'4¼, we're done. And you'll see that. I mean, the Packers starting David Bakhtiari and Zach Tom at 6'4 at tackle are outliers, big time outliers. One of the other videos, I'm not going to do it again because I don't have the list up here, but I listed the top 10 tackles in overall grade and their heights, and it was all of 6'5, 6'6, 6'8, 6'5, 6'6, 6'5, 6'6. Then you finally got to Zach Tom at 6'4. The Packers, honestly, as much as people think they're obsessed with athleticism and height and weight and things like that, they've been playing like the shortest tackles in the league, to be honest. But even the Packers might say, hey, 6'4 is it for us. You know, we don't care how long your arms are. 6'4 is it. I don't know that to be true. I don't. But there might be other teams where it's the same thing. Hey, 6'4½, 6'4⅛. That's our line. Otherwise, you're a guard, period. Or you're off our board, one of the two. He will try to KO people. He will. And again, that is just, if this is your biggest problem, you're good, right? It's good. We like that. Gets beat constantly. Isn't, you know, slow feet. Those would be big problems. Occasionally gets too aggressive trying to clobber people in help pass protection. When I talk about looking for work, or, you know, tries to put a guy's, you know what, in the dirt in the run game and gets himself out of position or whiffs. Those are occasional problems. They are not consistent problems. And ultimately, I just think he needs a good offensive line coach and maybe 1 year to really get ready to play, especially if he is going to make a transition to the guard position and play inside. I think his arms are too long to play center. It's a weird thing, but I think his arms are too long to play center. I think he's a guard with emergency tackle flex. That's what I think he is.
It's finally here. March Madness, one of the most exciting sports weeks of the year, and it's about to be made even better by combining it with the excitement of Prize Picks. Testing my skills on Prize Picks over the past year has been my favorite way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few quick taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and the best part is that you can make your entries in under 60 seconds. Prize Picks has quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, and that's what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. March Madness is always fun, a ton of epic moments, buzzer beaters, and unparalleled drama. But this year, it's going to be even more epic than ever while using Prize Picks to bring that excitement to an entirely new level. This past week, I used Prize Picks to make selections on Victor Wembanyama, Lionel Messi, Connor Bedard, and the Badgers' Tyler Wall. There are so many options to choose from that you'll never run out of new ways to use Prize Picks. And the absolute best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Just download the app and use code PACKADAY and receive a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Eating healthy can be a challenge. If you're anything like me, I'm trying to make 2024 my best year ever. Trying to eat right, maintain a high level of energy, and make the right choices for my own personal health. But as much as I want to make the right choices, running to the butcher or the high-end grocery stores every single day to get a fresh quality cut of meat just isn't feasible. Thankfully, that's where Good Chop comes in, and it has completely changed my life. I'm so thankful that I found Good Chop because now I can get 100% grass-fed meat like ribeyes, filet mignon, organic chicken breasts, pork tenderloin, and so much more delivered directly to my door. Last night, cooked up organic chicken breasts, made my famous chicken curry. Yes, that is a true story. It is to die for. You would love to try it. And the chicken was incredible. Fresh, tender, unbelievable flavor. The best part was that I didn't even have to go to the store to get it. And Good Chop's price per meal starts at just $3.74, and their boxes are fully customizable with delivery to your door on your schedule. So go to goodchop.com/packaday120 and use code packaday120 to get $120 off across your first four boxes. That's code packaday120 at goodchop.com/packaday120 for $120 off. goodchop.com/packaday120 using code packaday120. What are you waiting for?
Packers fit pretty darn perfect. Pretty darn perfect. As I kind of understand it, he's shorter than both Tom Bakhtiari, not Tom Brady. And they have both been the shortest tackles. So he is shorter than Zach Tom and shorter than David Bakhtiari. I don't know that that means that they absolutely won't play him at tackle. I just know that he is shorter than the shortest tackles that I know of. Well, that throws a whole nother wrench into things because the Packers have not taken anything, which is where you'd have to take Fatanu. Jordan Morgan might be there at 41. Graham Barton might be there at 41. I am convinced that Troy Fatanu, I'm not convinced Troy Fatanu is there at 25. I am pretty darn convinced that Fatanu is not going to be there at 41. And why I bring that up is the Green Bay Packers have not used a first round pick on a center or a guard in so long. So long, guys. Sherrod and 11, a tackle. Bulaga and 11, 10, excuse me, a tackle. Going back, I think you have to go back pretty far from that point to Ross Verba is a tackle in 97. John Michaels is a tackle in 96. Aaron Taylor in 1994 was the last time that they took a guard in round one. Aaron Taylor was a good player. But as I mentioned, 1994 is the last time that they took a guard in round one, and that would kind of be what they were doing, I think, with Fautanu. Maybe not. Again, I could be wrong. But he is shorter than the shortest guys that they have played at tackle, and it's by a quarter inch. I mean, it's not 6'3 and 7/8, it's 6'3 and 3/4. He is shorter than 6'4. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Maybe they'll play him at tackle. What the hell do I know? Okay. I think he's a very likely pick at 25 if he's still available. Everything I just said, I still think he's a very likely pick at 25 if he's available. And if he's the pick there, it means that Sam Seal likes him. Why do I mention Sam Seal? Well, you know, sometimes I've gotten criticized on this channel. You say they like the Pac-12. Do they really like the Pac-12? Well, specifically, I think they like the West Coast. So working backwards here, let's talk about just top 100 picks. But working backwards here, let's talk about the Pac-12 and the Mountain West. So the West Coast of this country. Round two in 2023, Luke Musgrave, Oregon State. Round three in 2022, Sean Ryan, UCLA. Nobody in 21. Round one in 2020, Utah State of the Mountain West, young Jordan Love. Continuing on, nobody in 2019, nobody in 2018. 2017, Kevin King, Washington, Sam Seal, West Coast Scout. Moving back to 2016, Kenny Clark, UCLA, West Coast Scout. Round three, Kyler Fackrell, Utah State, probably the West Coast Scout. Moving back another year to 2015, Demarius Randall, Arizona State, Pac-12, West Coast Scout. Ty Montgomery in the top 100 still, Stanford, West Coast Scout. Moving back to 2014, round two, Devonte Adams, Fresno State, West Coast Scout. Moving back to 2013, Dayton Jones, UCLA, Pac-12, West Coast Scout. By the way, not in the top 100, but at pick at 109, David Bakhtiari, Colorado, Pac-12, West Coast Scout. And finally, because I'm just going to stop droning on about this, 2012, Nick Perry, USC, round one, pick 28, West Coast Scout. So when I say that they love the Pac-12, they really love their West Coast Scout. And that's done well and done bad, right? Like, we love Luke Musgrave. You know, all thumbs up about that. We love Jordan Love. Not so much on the Kevin King, right? Big thumbs up on the Kenny Clark. Not so much on the Kyler Fackrell. Two thumbs down on the Demarius Randall, right? Good and bad. A lot of good, though. A lot of good. Aaron Rodgers, Cal Berkeley, Clay Matthews, USC. A lot of good. A lot of good out on the West Coast. Not going to complain about what, you know, they've done by putting their faith in Sam Seal. And Fautanu is a perfect example of that. And that was the only point that I was trying to make there on the Packers fit side, even though I got a little bit long-winded about what I was talking about. I think, you know, if you're talking about his actual fit, I think he can be, competes immediately at right guard and provides emergency services at right and left tackle. As things go, I think they might bring back Yosh Nijman as the, you know, which I don't understand at all. I watched that kid play, and I know people give him a hard time. There's about 10 starting left tackles in this league that are worse than him. And if the number is not 10, it is 8. So I think it's crazy that nobody has signed Nijman yet, to my knowledge. Because, yeah, those teams might want to address it in the draft. But there are a handful of left tackles in this league starting that are just not as good as that kid is. So maybe that's an addition. But otherwise, I do think, really, Fautanu could be your emergency swing tackle and start at right guard, which is awesome. I mean, that plugs a lot of holes and potentially with a really, really good football player. I think he accomplishes a lot for Green Bay. And that was my last note there on the Packers fit. Might feel like a shorter show. It's because I don't have a lot of mean things to say. You talk about my overall grade, he's got a low round one. And for me, that means he's awesome because, as I'll say here, he's my offensive guard number two. Can he make it a tackle? Maybe. But I'm ranking him as the number two guard in this class. And for me to give any guard a round one grade, he's a dude. And they probably have to have a little tackle flexibility, which he does. I mean, Quentin Nelson would be like an example of a guard that I'd just go ahead and give a round one to without any tackle flex. But Fautanu, Fuaga, like these guys that I have ranked highly at guard have some tackle flex. Even Cooper Beebe played a lot of tackle in college. I don't think I'd do that to him in the NFL, but Fautanu, my 28th overall player, my number two offensive guard, a low round one grade, And I think one of the likelier candidates for the Packers to actually take with their first round pick, which is number 25. Guys, thanks so much for watching. Thanks for listening. If you're on the podcast side, how can you help us out? Buy the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Packer Report. Promo code DAILY, as in daily draft. That is DAILY for 10% off of that guide. And we're just so excited to show it to you. Gonna have a Packer specific mock draft, gonna have Packer people, which is that really deep dive into the threshold stuff by Jake Stack. I'm going to write, I think, two different feature articles. One maybe on the defensive side of the ball, one maybe on the offensive side of the ball. It's going to be awesome. And as we said, buy the Cheesehead TV draft guide too. Like, well, that's not what this is about. We buy all the Packers specific guys, please spend all of your dispensable income on Packers content. That's what we like. That's what we want here. Got some super exciting stuff potentially coming up with Badger State Brewing. Stay tuned on that and do everything you're supposed to do here at the Pack-A-Day podcast YouTube feed. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications, get all of the Packers content that you need. And as is in both the Daily Draft and the Pack-A-Day podcast name, get it on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your day, guys, and go Pack Go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.